Hey, baby, I don't usually do voice memos, so if I get this wrong, we can blame Mercury retrograde, but also just I don't have a lot of practice with this. But I want to tell you this story, and it'll be in multiple parts because I think this only does like a minute at a time. But, or maybe I'm thinking of Instagram. Not the point. So there was a meme that was, what would you tell the 18-year-old version of yourself if you could go back in time and give her only three words? And I was going to post it in my stories and then decided it would be too hurtful to my niece because, of course, my niece is my asshole brother's daughter, and I don't want to hurt her. But the three words that I would tell my 18-year-old self were, never trust Bill. I shared that with my cousin because, of course, she knows very well all the stories and can take it, and it doesn't affect her at all that I have this relationship with my brother or lack thereof. Okay, good. I can go longer than a minute, so I'm just going to relax and talk. The conversation she and her brother often have when he does something wrong or less supportive than she would like him to do something, he says, hey, at least I'm not Bill Gillespie. So, like, it's legendary how awful my oldest brother is. And when I was really thinking about how those three words would have saved me decades of pain, never trust Bill, I thought, wow, that is a lot of bandwidth I let him have for the two decades between being 18 and 38 when I finally said, we're done. And it was actually more like the year I turned 40 was when I wrote him off completely because he pulled one last big hand grenade. Took the pin out with the grenade in my lap while I was there, being back in Georgia for a funeral, and I went, "Yep, we're done. We are so done. We are never again, never again." When I think about all the pain that was created by him in those years, those decades, and how much a lifesaver those three words would have been to that 18-year-old me, I have a lot of compassion and love for the version of me who was so trusting. I share this with you because you've had to leave the conversation with these folks before, and you've had to leave again because you're so trusting. Because a group text starts up that appears as though it's going to be innocuous. Maybe it's even going to be valuable. It's going to be helpful. It's not going to go there. I want you to go back to past self and do your version of never trust the Sisters Grimm or whatever resonates for you, because there is no experience that these people won't turn into an on-ramp to get to hurt you. It's just who they are. I love you. I am so proud of you. I'm so grateful that you reached out with this text because I've been really thinking about you since the session and wanted to commend you on being such a lighthouse and such a leader today in so many ways. I love you. I will deliver kisses to Keith. You deliver kisses to Mark and the kitties. I love you so much. I am so proud of you, my sweet sister. Well done.